Californication on Guitar Stands for Goalposts, where rock music and football come together on a Saturday afternoon. The Premier League season is back, and it feels as though we've finally had a little bit of normality sliced back into our lives after a quiet summer in regards to football. I know there have been other sports happening as well, and we've got the Women's World Cup still ongoing with England still in that competition, but nothing screams Saturday afternoon like a full round of Premier League fixtures. We are 20 minutes into the new season, and we are currently goalless across the league. Earlier this afternoon, we saw our first early kickoff on a Saturday. That saw Arsenal open their account with a 3-0 win over Nottingham Forest. And last night, we saw the upset to end all upsets as newly promoted Burnley put last year's champions to the sword with a 1-0 win over Manchester City. We are live across the Premier League, and we'll have more action for you after this from Sam Fender on Guitar Stands for Goalposts.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself the day.
Hypersonic Missile, Sam Fender on Guitar Sounds for Goalposts. And just as it comes to an end, we've got our first action of the afternoon. It comes at the Amex. Brighton versus Luton. Reporting for us is Ollie Clunk.
It's Brighton 0, Luton Town 1. Wonderful goal this. It was worked down the left-hand side. There was Fred Onyedinma. Ball crossed in towards the back post. And there was Elijah Anabayo to head home his first ever Premier League goal. I was waiting for the away end to go absolutely mad, but it's completely empty, Alex. There are reports that Luton fans haven't been able to find the entrance to the stadium because they're so used to entering it through a house. More on this story as we get it, but it's Brighton 0, Luton Town 1.
That's weird. Okay, thank you very much, Ollie. If you're a Luton Town fan struggling to get into the game, or if you happen to be living in Brighton, the phone lines are open. Also, we have another goal, this time at Goodison Park for Everton versus Fulham. Please tell me there's been a goal for Fulham, Ian Dante.
Yes, sorry, Alex. It's Everton 1, Fulham 0. A corner whipped in towards the far post, headed in by the Fulham defender Tim Ream. The corner came from a long-range shot from Dominic Calvert-Lewin, which was pushed past the post by Fulham keeper Bernd Leno. It's not a good start to the season for the American as he scores an own goal. A busy game here at Goodison Park, but it's the home side who lead. It's Everton 1, Fulham 0.
I don't believe it. Ian must have that completely wrong. Tim Ream would never score an own goal. That's ridiculous. Change that on my screen, please. That should say Everton 0, Fulham 1. Me being a Fulham fan has nothing to do with this. We'll be back after this. Okay, we're back. I'm calm. Own goal, mate. Right, okay. 5 minutes left of the first half in the Premier League. We have all the halftime scores coming for you shortly, but right now we have a call from a resident of Brighton. He says he's been bothered by Luton fans knocking on his door all afternoon. Hello, Tim, in Brighton. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I've just had people dressed in orange knocking on my door all afternoon, asking if I've got a football stadium in that garden. Sick of it. I had a small goal out there for the kids, mine, but they've been flashing their tickets and trying to push through the door and everything. I'm sick of it.
Maybe if you charge them £7 for a lukewarm beer, they might start to get the message.
Yeah, but they just don't listen.
Tim, thank you. Halftime scores coming up across the Premier League. After this, from Muse on Guitar Stands for Goalposts, your show for rock and roll football. Ooh, baby, don't you know I saw.